Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is 8:24 on AM Tampa Bay, and we're joined now by Mike McCormick, a former White House stenographer. And he's got a book here, Joe Biden Unauthorized and the 2020 Crack-Up of the Democrat Party. And, Mike, what's the thrust of the book?
Hey, good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me on. Well, the thrust of the book is Joe Biden is not fit to be president. I worked for him from 2011 to 2016. And he's running for president. Shockingly, he made it through the primaries, and he's not fit. I mean, I don't know if anyone saw his speech yesterday at the Constitution Center there, but just walking up to the podium, he was out of breath the first couple of sentences. He's huffing and puffing like he ran a 100-yard dash, and all he did was walk to the podium. So I don't think he's physically fit for it, but he's certainly not mentally fit for it based on what I've seen. You know, I was a stenographer for several years, and Joe when he gave his Democratic National Convention speech, I mean, he read that and almost verbatim. And to me, it just seems like he hasn't quite got the level of vitality that he used to have when he was in office.
What do you think his team around him thinks? Because we all watch and we can see it, and he's making gaffes that aren't, you know, gaffes are allowed. But when you're making such big ones, such major mistakes in front of the country while you're running for president, his team around him has to know that he's losing it. What do you think they're saying in the inner circle behind the scenes?
Well, like, for instance, in that speech yesterday, he talked about 200 million people dying of COVID. That's just insane. I know his team is basically trying to keep him off camera as much as possible. They don't want him out there because the more he's out there, the more he steps on his own message. He's his own worst attack yet.
Yeah.
In the book, in my book, Joe Biden Unauthorized and the 2020 Crack of the Democratic Party, it's available on Amazon. It's available on my website, Joe Biden Unauthorized. You know, the thing that I write about that's really shocking that a lot of people don't know is Joe Biden plays a central role in what I consider to be a scandal, unreported scandal in the Obama administration. He committed malfeasance in office to get his son in the Burisma Holdings thing.
Yeah.
There's a huge report out this week by the Senate. I mean, the Supreme Court news kind of overshadows that. But they were looking at a big report out as very damning evidence. And what I have in my book connects Barack Obama into a cover-up of this Burisma Holding malfeasance. In my opinion, there should be a grand jury investigation of Barack Obama, Joe Biden, David Axelrod. It's in my book, the connection between the two. There was a meeting in the White House in April 2014. A month after that meeting, Joe Biden went to Cyprus, which is the money laundering capital of the world. And guess who's in Cyprus? The head of Burisma Holdings was holed up there. So we don't know what Joe Biden was up to that summer, that spring. And we need to know, and a grand jury investigation is the best way to get to it.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, there are so many things totally ignored by the mainstream media regarding he and his son, Hunter, and Burisma and all of that stuff. But you can read about it in Mike McCormick's book, and you'll find that on Amazon and at the website JoeBidenUnauthorized.com, JoeBidenUnauthorized.com. And Mike, thanks for telling us what the media refuses to tell us. And thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Absolutely, Jack. And on my website, I donate 10% of the website sales to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. So if you buy it on the website, I'm giving back the Blue Lives That Matter.
All right. Great. Thank you, Mike McCormick. It's 8:28 on AM Tampa Bay.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.